one of our main features, yes. As I described to you earlier, Wendy Carlos in 1972 released a double vinyl long playing disc album with following Vivaldi's lead, a 20-something minute piece for each of the seasons. And what we're doing here is we're taking fall, and I'm taking the pitch down and taking a little bit over the length of this 20-minute-something piece to lower it and pitch a full octave. And then we're going to go up about twice as fast as we went down, coming up 9 semitones higher at the end. And in this piece, when I got the idea for it, I ran it through my SoundForge audio processing, but I did not listen to the whole piece. I listened to just like a couple of places to, you know, make sure it wasn't a complete crazy disaster. But you and I are going to be the first humans who are ever going to hear this sonic manipulation of this work of genius, the genius of Wendy Carlos. So we're all going to be doing this for the first time together. And one of the things, like with that Vivaldi piece that I saw, or that I heard as I previewed it this morning on my run along the Mystic River Reservation, was just kind of getting into the music and relaxing with it and trying to be one with it. And let's all do this with this manipulated version. The pitch going down, down, down before it goes up faster and faster. And it's like a geode. There's some places where you can buy a geode like at a science museum, but it's closed and you don't know what it's going to be like. But right there, they'll cut it open for you. And it might be a dud completely filled, or it might be a perfect geode with that spaced beginning and all of the beautiful crystals all around. So this particular piece I'm sending out to Chuck Yu, who I know is another serious Wendy Carlos fan, as well as a sonic manipulator for sure. Sonic montage creator, anarchist journalist extraordinaire, yeah. So here, for the first time ever, is Wendy Carlos's Fall, pitch bent down and then up on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
okay. We're coming to the fast ending here of Wendy Carlos's Fall, my pitch bent remix, where we took it down to a full octave and then bent it up 9 semitones. Now, here's some more Blackmore's Night, our final set of the evening. With some more Deep Purple and Bill Evans' Autumn Leaves, similarly pitch bent. And, you know, the leaves.
When the inevitable fall happens, you'll be as forgotten as Jesse Jackson after a Democratic presidential victory.
The leaves in Autumn Leaves and the music, they're falling down. It's kind of crazy. Here. On the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back. Battle of Fallen Timbers in August 1794 was a decisive victory for the new American government, and one that was fought right here in Ohio.
Hi, I'm Linda Goodwin, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. The battle took place in a forest near modern-day Toledo. A storm had knocked down many trees in the area, giving rise to the name Fallen Timbers. General Mad Anthony Wayne and the U.S. Army attacked a confederacy of Native Americans led by Blue Jacket and Little Turtle. The Native Americans were allied with the British, who never showed up to help out their friends.
The victory at Fallen Timbers not only ended British influence in the region,
it opened up parts of Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan for settlement.
The actual Fallen Timbers battleground is now part of Toledo Metro Park. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station.
Thank you. my kids seem like a bunch of kangaroos.
Thank you.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community radio. We've been celebrating autumn this episode. Autumn falling down in pitch and rising again, 9 semitones higher. Stay tuned for a pre-recorded LFOD radio with Uncle Sam. Thank you so much for listening to this sound collage.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy. Enjoy.